is kind of like the drunken sailors, you know, they, who left the boat to take the weekend leave, who've now come back to the boat, and they're all talking about, you know, what they did, and they're realizing as they're sobering up, hey, what happened? What did you do? What did I do? Okay, and we're all, you're 25 times levered? Oh, really? You think that's bad? I'm 35 times levered. And everybody's being lumped in to the same sort of category until we can distinguish sort of one by one with the government's help. Okay, what makes sense? You know, what does stability look like? So right now we're in the inventory stage. We're taking inventory of ourselves in the financial industry, and we're trying to assess, you know, what makes sense? What is a balance sheet supposed to look like? And in the meantime, you know, there are going to be haves and have-nots. And until we figure out who all the haves are and we clean up, you know, what the have-nots are, it's going to be difficult, because liquidity is a very important part of figuring out, you know, the timing of your filing and the timing of your exit. Now, you can only fool Mother Nature for so long. You can't postpone, you know, a bankruptcy filing forever. But if you have some latitude and some tools at your disposal, you will use those to try to bide you whatever time you need. And I think we're seeing that. I think we saw a little bit of a lull in terms of filings and in terms of activity and discussion through the end of the summer. And now with all this discussion about what's going on in the market in terms of liquidity, there's a lot more discussion about what are you going to do, but there's really not a lot of great answers about how you're going to do it.